I'm Carrie Bringhurst with UPR Newsline, assisting owners, operators, and successors of farming and ranching operations who are planning to transition their operation to successors is the subject of a workshop that will take place in May, sponsored by Utah State University Extension. Kinda Curtis is an agribusiness specialist and the workshop's organizer.
Which means that I work with farmers and ranchers in Utah in the greater Great Basin to look at both marketing and financial issues related to agriculture. Before I got a PhD, I did estate planning in the private sector. And so that's why I'm involved in holding these workshops and helping people transition their businesses when they decide to retire.
Now, this is very focused. I mean, you're focusing on farmers or ranchers who maybe not thinking about what they're going to do once they're gone and what's going to happen to the family farm or ranch.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, a lot of times people think about it, but they're not really ready to put a lot of stock in the fact that they at some point will want to retire or if something else should happen. So it happens a lot of times that without planning, the farm has to be sold off or that type of thing. And with proper planning in the beginning, a lot of farms can very successfully transition to the next generation or transfer to a longtime employee and do so without a lot of expense to the incoming people who are going to run the farm or ranch. A lot of times they have ideas, but they are really reluctant to talk to their sons and daughters who may have already been working on the farm or ranch for 20, 30, 40 years. And really the focus of what we're trying to do is to get them together to communicate about what they see in the future, come together on some of those common visions, discuss the visions that are not common, and try to put together a plan on how they want to proceed. And then we also will cover some of the details on how you can transition a farm regarding financial, legal issues. And usually we do more of the tools in the second 2 days, and the first 2 days are all about long-term planning.
Mm-hmm.
What is our vision? What are our goals for this farm or ranch in the future?
Yeah, in fact, you have one that's entitled, What Does the Future Look Like? Christmas Letter Activity.
Mm-hmm.
What would that entail?
Well, we have them think about writing a Christmas letter 10 years in the future. What is your, a lot of people write their annual Christmas letter talking about the things they've done that year. We ask them to do that, but 10 years in the future. What are you doing? What are your kids doing? What is your farm family business doing? And have them think about what that looks like. And we have both generations attend the workshop, and then we put them together and they can talk about those things that they saw in common between their Christmas letters and those that weren't common, and how they can resolve the uncommonalities and really start thinking about where they see things going in the future.
Now, is this the first time you've had this type of training?
No. We did a very similar workshop in the Salt Lake City area in February.
Mm-hmm.
We also did one in Reno, Nevada in February and March. And so this is the third one we've done in the last 3 or 4 months.
And what is the response you're getting? Are you finding that they really are looking for this information?
Yes. I mean, the people who have attended have accomplished so much just in the 4 days that they've been there. And like I said, they bring 5, 6, 7 members of their family in, and they kind of work through a process that they wanted to do but really haven't known where to start and how to approach. A lot of it is just communication and people management skills and those types of things. Unfortunately, a lot of times when we start talking about estate planning, we get bogged down in the business details, or should we use buy-sell plans, or should we use trusts, when they don't even really know what the future looks like and what they want to do. What's your plan? What do you want it to look like? Then we can use those tools to help people achieve what their goals and what they want to do in the future.
So is there a place to talk about the emotional aspects of making this transition?
Yeah, we get to that. It tends to be a very emotional session, but we have mediators and local attorneys who work with us on that. People who have HR backgrounds who talk about goal planning and facilitate and mediate those conversations.
Because it could be hard for some families to come to the realization that maybe there isn't a future in farming and ranching for that particular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's possible, or they don't have anyone within their family that's interested in doing that. Some, though, do have some long-term employees who would love to take over the farm, and so that's an option. Some do not have anything like that. So they're looking to possibly, you know, do charitable giving, those types of things. There's a lot of different possibilities. It just kind of depends on where they see themselves and their goals.
Well, Cinda Curtis with Utah State University Extension and Agribusiness Specialist here talking with us about an estate and farm transition planning workshop that will be taking place in Lehi. And give us the details, when and how can they find out more?
Yeah, we're going to be having it at Thanksgiving Point in Lehi. The first 2 days will be May 3rd and 4th, and then we'll have a little bit of homework and activity to do, and the second 2 days will be the 17th and 18th. You can register by getting a hold of me. My number is 435-797-0444, or by emailing me at kynda, K-Y-N-D-A, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, at usu.edu.
And we'll have all of this information on our website at upr.org. Kynda Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.